The barcode only really stores a few numbers. When you check out something at the grocery store, you'll see a couple numbers in case it doesn't scan that the cashier enters into the register. Well, a QR code can hold usually a couple hundred, but even up to a couple thousand characters of information within a tiny square. So if you think about it, you could store somebody's name, their contact information, their date of birth, URL. I mean, you know, or an advertising message saying, you know, here's where the latest specials on this product are.
And essentially how one uses them is I have a QR code reader on my iPhone, and you can just scan it, and it immediately either it says they can take you to the website, can download contact information. Is that the primary way to use these things?
Yeah, the primary way is right now through an application where every smartphone, pretty much iPhones and Blackberries and Android phones, have these QR reader applications, and you can just search QR and you'll find one where you point your camera phone at the code and it instantly decodes that message and it displays it to you on the screen. And it's often used to put a URL or website address in that code so that you could, you know, for example, point your camera phone at an ad for a new music single that came out, and then that QR code will link you directly to iTunes to download it.
Now, the first place that I heard about these things was the folks from Manor, Texas. It's this little town where they're doing all sorts of really incredible stuff, and they're using these things on parks, on road projects. So you can quickly scan the road project, and then it takes you to a link, and it'll tell you how much of the project has been done, and where the money, why they're doing it, what's the schedule, all that kind of stuff. Incredible way of reaching out to folks in a relatively easy way.
Yeah, exactly. And as I mentioned on my crisis blog on GovLoop this week, QR codes are really big in two places. They're big in Japan and in Manor, Texas. And you know, Dustin and Manor are kind of on the Gov2O map there for really effectively using QR codes as digital signage throughout the town, where you can scan a park sign and it'll tell you history about the park, or you can scan one of the vehicles and it tells you which department it belongs to. Really, there's a lot you can do with them, but they just haven't caught on in the U.S. yet. So Manor is kind of on the cutting edge there. And you know, through what I posted this week and through some of GovLive efforts, we're trying to just raise a little bit more awareness about what QR codes are and really point out that they could have a huge application in crisis response. So perhaps here in our country, a crisis response application is really what brings them to attention.
Talk about how, because this is the thing that I loved about this post, and we'll have it linked up on federalnewsradio.com so people can go and see these things for themselves. But you go through a number of ways that these things can be used in times of crisis.
Right, and the idea there is, you know, let's brainstorm on all the different ways it could be used. And one of them I came up with is evacuee tracking. You know, let's say somebody is either getting onto an evacuation bus or checking into a shelter. Assume there's no communication. Assume the phone lines are down and you can't get out anywhere. Well, you could simply type up still on your smartphone device, even if you're not connected, you know, who the evacuee's name is, what their date of birth is, what city they're coming from, where they're going to, you know, any information you want, and then print it out there right on the spot and stick that QR code to their badge, and you've instantly just stored all that information about that evacuee that when they get to their destination, somebody else could scan that information and really pick up and read all the information that's there. So you know, that's one idea I came up with. Another idea is something as simple as, you know, let's say it's a shipment of some pallets of canned food or bottled water that are going to a crisis zone. You could put a QR code on there saying what the contents of it are, who it's meant for, any special instructions, and you know, really just share that code and track where those supplies are going.
And one of the things you talk about is cleanup, using QR codes as a way of cleaning up stuff.
Yeah, we did a little experiment here. We built this application really the same morning that we posted the blog, where You know, let's say you've got a fallen telephone pole, and you've got a cleanup worker going around and saying, you know, oh, I want to mark this item. I want to, you know, I want to enter it as a cleanup item and put some notes on it. Well, he could just type that up on his device, print out the code, and stick it right onto that pole, and then anybody that comes by in the future can just scan that and read all the information about that item. So it could be used as a, you know, as an inventory, not necessarily inventory, but as a cleanup issue tracker as well.
So GovLive is doing a couple things, and you're just releasing something, in fact, any minute now. Tell us a little bit about what this is.
Well, one barrier to entry for people to using QR codes is right now it does require that you have, you know, a smartphone, and then you go out and you download the app, and there's a couple steps that make it a little bit cumbersome. Well, you know, what if from any phone, whether it be, you know, just an old, you know, old Motorola camera phone that's not a smartphone, or, you know, whatever it is, you take a picture with that take a picture with that phone and simply send it as a text message to qr@govlive.com, and then it returns to you as a text message exactly what it says. So really taking the app out of the QR reading process. So, you know, anybody listening can actually just take a picture of any QR code and send it to qr@govlive.com, and it'll decode it and spit back the message to you. So it really opens up that capability to everyone, regardless of what phone they're on.
Yeah, all of a sudden it's available, even if you don't have the special app, and those are relatively easy to get. But if you didn't do that, you still can get this information. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just one of the things that GovLive is really looking at, different technologies that are out there, especially ones that can be applied to a crisis, because that's really our emphasis, and seeing how we can, you know, help local governments you know, take advantage of this technology and do more with it.
What's your supposition as to why this hasn't taken off in the U.S. is, outside of a couple small applications, it really hasn't taken off here. Why is that?
Well, I think it takes something that really reaches the general public in a big way, someone to use it for the first time and get people's attention. There's been rumors, for instance, that Facebook will put QR codes on bars and restaurants to, you know, scan them with your phone and essentially check in just like you would with Foursquare,
right,
scanning the QR code. You know, if Facebook were to do that, then overnight everybody would know what QR codes
are. Right.